and they were horrified. They said, no way, we don't want a railroad through Jefferson. And it made him furious, and he says, you will see the day that grass will grow in your streets. And the old Excelsior Hotel that he stayed is still there, and he signed the book, and he always signed his signature J, and then drew a little picture of a jaybird underneath the J. Well, he was right. The railroad went through Marshall and left Jefferson, and Jefferson died completely after the big days of cotton came over, and of course the Sabine River, up the river, the boats died out, you know, and Jefferson died completely dead. Well, here about 15 years ago, maybe, I guess, a group of real enterprising, there's the most beautiful homes you have ever seen. There's nothing over in your part of the country any prettier. They decided they had something in Jefferson that could be taken advantage of. And this Jesse Allen Wise Garden Club got behind it. And they got these homes. They worked. They made bazaars. They did everything in the world. Got these homes done over and refurnished and refinished. Now they have a pilgrimage every year. And they have, there's just no telling how many homes they have now over there that are perfectly beautiful. And every year they have this pilgrimage for 3 days, and they're just making fortunes out of it. And every year they add another one to it. But they have I'm sure they don't sell anything anymore because they're keeping everything. But that's where that table, I bought that table over at Jefferson. These other things I've just picked up different places. That I found in the back hall of an old hotel down at Lockhart, where we stayed when we went down there.
Which is that? That you pointed?
That little straight chair over there. They had this old hotel that we stayed when we went down. That's where Wayne's father lived. Had a desk out there, and that little chair was sitting out there in the desk. And so I asked the lady about it, and she said, it had some carpet, I think, tacked in the bottom of it. Oh, she says, take it if you want it. I want the old thing, take it. And that little rocker up there in that front bedroom, Wayne's mother and father, stepmother, had a farm out of Lockhart, which we have now. But anyway, they had some Mexican tenants living on the farm, and they had moved out. And so she said, let's go out the farm this afternoon and see what sort of shape they've left the house in. So we went out there, and there wasn't much left, but that little rocker was sitting in my platform rocker. And I said, oh, Kalula. I said, it was painted white, and it had carpet tacked in the bottom of it. And I said, Kalula, what are you going to do with that chair? And she says, well, I don't know. She says, do you want it? I said, well, I certainly do. So she said, well, goodness, put it in the back of your car and take it. I don't want the old thing. So that's where that came from. So I just picked things up here and there in different places.
That's beautiful. Would you ever call something like this a sofa or something like that?
I guess you would. I guess you could call it a sofa. As I said, we just all say Victorian love seat.
What about the couch?
Would now you ever... I call that a couch. Because it opens out and makes a bed.
So you wouldn't call it a sofa?
No, I wouldn't. I just call it a couch. I guess you could call it a sofa, but I don't.
What do you call the thing there that you put the clothes in with the mirror above it in the
The one with the mirror? That's a dresser. But I thought you meant the armoire over here.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. That's very pretty. So,
see, that room didn't have a closet in there because it wasn't a bedroom. So I found that over at in an antique shop in Tyler. And I put it in there to hang clothes in, you see, for anybody that uses that room.
Did you ever call that anything else? You ever hear any other name?
Well, they used to call them wardrobes, you know. Now they're armoires.
But the closet, so when you speak of a closet, you mean something built in?
In, I do.
Now, the dresser, that has drawers in it, but would you call it anything different if it didn't have a mirror above it and you couldn't put things on top?
You call it a chest of drawers.
Is that what they called them when you were a child?
I guess. We used to have chiffoniers. Got an old one back there that belonged to my mother, and it was called a chiffonier. Now, it's a 5 chest of drawers up high with just a little mirror at the top, and we always called it the chiffonier. And why, I don't know, but it was a chiffonier.